something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Kaduna and Christ Embassy Television. Number 3, Kacha Road before Station Market, Kaduna. Number 6/8, Sarkin Power Street, opposite St. Michael, opposite Future View Filling Station Television, Kaduna. Worship with us on Sundays, 7 a.m. and 9:30 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0802-800-6877 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. This is a continuation of the message, A Time of Change.
Hallelujah. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. If you're hungry to see the glory of God in your life, you will see it. If you're hungry to be filled with His presence, you will have it. Hungry to know the Holy Ghost. Not just to have heard of Him. To hear of Him. To read of Him. Is a great blessing. But it's far below the experience of Him. Jacob met Him. Jacob had been a swindler. 419. Fast guy. Then he received the covenant. Jacob became a blessed man. He had heard of Him by the hearing of the ear. He was now a blessed man. Watch this. He was now a blessed man. God was blessing him. He could testify of God's blessing. He could tell that God was with him. He could tell. He had heard of Him. He had believed in Him. But he had not met Him until a great time of crisis. When God said, now, Jacob, it's time to go home. He was moving from this city to his home city. And he remembered his brother. He cheated his brother many years ago. And you know, Esau made a promise. He made a vow to kill him. Are you hearing me? How many of you are still here? Let me see your hand up. Good. Esau made a vow to kill Jacob because he cheated him. So now God says, you're going back to that city where Esau is. So Jacob got his things, got his family together, and he said, we are moving. He said, to where? A home city. Really? Have you forgotten your brother Esau is over there? He said, don't worry. God will handle everything. And then they journeyed. He said, you're all going first. Aren't you coming with us? Not yet. Why? I got a business with God. And so they moved. Jacob knew if God didn't do something, he was a dead man. Hallelujah. He knew he was a dead man if God didn't do nothing. So he sent his family ahead of him. The Bible says, and Jacob was left alone. You need to be left alone sometimes. You need to be left alone sometimes. Are you hearing me? Until you're left alone, there is an experience you cannot have. No, you're not left alone with CNN. You're not alone as long as CNN is on. No, you're not alone as long as your television stations are on. There is a time to be alone. Nobody talking but God. And you be there in His presence. Tell somebody, press in. There is an experience that can throw us into it. You understand? Listen. The Spirit of God is telling us there's a change in the realm of the Spirit. There's a change in the realm of the Spirit. A change. The Bible says He changeth the times and the seasons. And this is a time of change in the realm of the spirit. When God alters the way he does things. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. It's a different phase that he's responsible for. And you know, such times don't always meet with the beginning of a new year. But this is one of such times when God's change of his modus operandi coincides with a change in the seasons in the earth. God is changing things. And I'm showing you how to move in with God. So that as that change takes place, you will not be among those saying, what's going on? What's happening everywhere? No, you'll not be that fellow looking around saying, what's going on? No, 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 no. The anointing is changing. There's a greater glory. There's a greater glory that's coming in. It's a new wave of the Spirit. It's a new wave. It's a new wave. Where that farmer is making a reach, as he's making that reach, and he gets up to stretch himself, and suddenly he finds the two reaches there already made. The two there. Who made these? Can I tell you that in this new phase, God is releasing, oh boy, God is releasing to the earth a new batch of angels that have not come to the earth before. They have not been here before. A new batch of angels. And this new wave that's coming in. Oh, glory. Let's see this. Come on, let's see this. Let's see this. Genesis chapter number 32. Genesis. The book of beginnings. Genesis chapter 32. Have you found it? From verse 24. And Jacob was left alone. Have you seen that? What happened to Jacob? He was what? Again. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. There is a time to be left alone. Sometimes if you will not be left alone, God will ensure that you become alone. The Bible says, after Lot was separated from Abraham, God came to Abraham. After Lot was separated from him, there's a time to be left alone. Jacob was left alone. What happened? And there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. But he was left alone. Who was this man? Suddenly, it couldn't have been one of his house. In other words, one of his household. No. He was left alone. Everybody had left him. And the man came and wrestled with Jacob till the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against Jacob, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. The man said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. The Bible says the lesser is blessed of the greater, which means that Jacob knew that the man that wrestled with him was greater than he was. He said, I will not let you go until you bless me. Watch this. Verse 26. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. Hallelujah.
If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. Be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 0802-800-6877 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then his vision becomes real, not only to you, but he makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Kaduna and Christ Embassy Television. Number 3, Kachia Road, before Station Market, Kaduna. Number 6/8, Sarkin Power Street, opposite St. Michael, opposite Future View Filling Station Television, Kaduna. Worship with us on Sundays, 7 a.m. and 9:30 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. This message is titled, A Time of Change. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.levelradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-834-34 or +234-802-332-4188, or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever.
God bless you.